Math has long been a problem for Georgia. In the spring, just 35% of high school students passed a new analytic geometry test. 40% passed a coordinate algebra exam. But in a recent interview with WABE, State School Superintendent John Barge said the scores signal a shift in the state's approach to math.
In the past, our standardized tests for this state have always been set at a basic skills, minimum competency. And we are changing that to create tests that send an indicator of college and career readiness.
Barge said the tests have been redesigned to get students used to harder exams coming this school year. He said to keep students on the right track, math teachers need to ask them to explain their reasoning.
When you get into a word problem and you're trying to get them to explain why David had four apples, he gave two away, he has two left. Well, how does that work? I mean, I know 4 minus 2 is 2, but explain and show me how that works.
But some local school districts say state education officials are sending mixed messages. Robert Avosa is the superintendent of the Fulton County Schools.
We've had a concern with mathematics in the state of Georgia for over a decade because of all the changes that have occurred, whether it's the traditional model versus the integrated model, whether it's Common Core, not Common Core. We've not had clear direction from the state. We're waiting for that.
Avosa says that makes it hard for districts to know what they need to do.
It's left school districts really scrambling, and teachers, quite frankly, scrambling to find resources to meet the needs of all of our kids.
Meanwhile, the State Board of Education is conducting a review of the Common Core Math and English Language Arts standards. It's expected to wrap up in September. The outcome could further affect math standards and how they're taught. Martha Dalton, WABE News.